This episode of Fermented Adventure the Podcast is sponsored by Brewskits, handcrafted dog treats made from spent beer grains, oats, barley, and rye. No chemical preservatives, a great source of fiber, and packed with protein. Visit brewskits.com to see the full selection of treats for your dog and your cat. Receive 15% off, no minimum purchase, on your first order by typing in lowercase FA2024 at checkout. Cheers! Hello, ladies and gentlemen, craft spirit enthusiasts, and those interested in the intoxicating world of craft distilleries, cideries, meaderies, wineries, and the occasional foray into breweries. It's Rich Shane, and welcome to Fermented Adventure, the podcast, where we bring you the fascinating people that are making the mash, fermenting, distilling, bottling, pouring, and delivering to you some of the finest libations in the world. Before we get started, here are a few housekeeping items. Thank you for bringing the podcast into wherever you are and whatever you're doing. We truly are grateful that you have chosen to listen and make us part of your day. It would mean the world to us if you left a 5-star review. This helps us climb in the rankings, and it makes it easier for others to find us. Don't hesitate to leave us your comments as well. If the podcast didn't meet your expectations, tell us why. We're always striving to improve. You can find us at fermentedadventure.com. We are on Instagram and Facebook as Fermented Adventure. Email us at fermentedadventure@gmail.com. All right, FA Nation, let's meet our guests. Happy New Year, Dawn.
Happy New Year, Rich.
Wow, 2024 already.
Very fast.
It certainly did, and wow, we have a lot to talk about on tonight's podcast, and one of the things that we'll be highlighting and tasting is Patron Cask Collection Tequila, the Añejo Tequila Sherry Cask Age, and we're going to taste that in a little bit, but we have a lot of news to talk about.
Yes, Brewskits is back as a sponsor.
Yes, Brewskits is back, and we are excited.
So go to our website and check out the banner to get the discount code to purchase your dog treats.
Dog treats from Brewskits, beer grain dog treats. Your dogs are going to love them. All right, other big news. I mean, this has been a fabulous year for the podcast. So we want to thank all the listeners, everybody that's made this possible for 2023. What are some of the highlights of our podcast this year?
So our top episode was Kiro Distillery.
Mika Lipianen and Kiro Distillery was our most listened to podcast this year.
Yes. And also, we are in the top 10% of all podcasts in the world.
All right. So that means that worldwide, our little fermented adventure within the top 10%.
That means
top 10%. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. That's very exciting. What's also exciting is most of our new listeners are in Finland and Sweden. Then we have Japan, which remains number 2.
Thank you to everybody in Japan for being our number 2 listened to country.
We need from to get the over podcast. There.
I guess what it's saying is we need to visit Japan.
I think so. And our followers were up 49% this year.
Thank you again. I mean, this is our little hobby, our little, what would you call this? Our little passion project.
Yes.
And we are entering into our 5th year of the Fermented Adventure podcast. Hey, to those that are in Finland and Sweden, thank you as well. Wherever you're coming from this year, please send us a message on our Instagram, our Facebook, email us. Just let us know what you're liking, what you'd like to see us do more of, or maybe what we should stop doing. I don't know. So we had a busy year, Dawn. And what were some of the highlights for you this year? Some of the experiences? What stood out?
Well, some of the places we went to this year, the first one was CiderCon in Chicago. Now, we've been to CiderCon before, but I've never been to Chicago anyway. And even though it was a little cold there, it was a little cold?
Okay. Minus 4? That's a little cold.
It was just a great experience. I really enjoyed the location and just the way everything was set up for CiderCon. It was nice trying new things, new ciders. And we really enjoyed some of the local restaurants and trying some cocktails. I know we were at Lux Bar a couple times and you had your deep dish pizza, so that was fun.
Look, all I can say is we're going to miss CiderCon this year. Unfortunately, we had a scheduling conflict. Hopefully, we'll be back for 2025 for CiderCon. But what stood out for me, again, for CiderCon was certainly the bottle share and these amazing cider producers. And I mean, it's just endless on what is being done in cider and such a wonderful, wonderful product that is just being created. We got a chance to head out into Chicago and Koval Distillery. Still, that was one of my favorite things to do. We also discovered this wonderful little distillery in our travels, Judson and Moore. And that was special too. But just like you pointed out, the deep dish pizza, the bars, the atmosphere. I mean, yes, it was cold, but it was such a wonderful experience in Chicago. And at some point, we definitely want to make sure we get back to Chicago.
We definitely do, especially when it's a lot warmer.
What else stood out for you?
Going back to Bar Convent in Brooklyn, you know, another couple days of tasting libations from all around the world. It's always great to taste so many different spirits that we've never tried before. We got to see our friends again at Intense Ginger and Fort Hamilton and Standard Windward. But one of the best things was seeing our friends. This was a surprise, seeing Bar Distillery there. So that was really cool.
That's part of it. So now we've had a lot of the vendors and a lot of the spirit producers on the podcast at Bar Condon. Mm-hmm. So we get to meet new friends, and we also get to see old friends too. And look, it's in June. If you're in the industry, definitely put this on your calendar. Bar Condon in Brooklyn, it's a wonderful two-day experience if you could do the 2 days. And don't forget, there are parties throughout Brooklyn and Manhattan. One of the standout parties for me still was Bar Hill Gin's party. Then that was one of the kickoff parties we went to.
Yes.
So it's the activations, it's seeing those distilleries and everybody that's in Industry City, and it's just a great time. And we hope to get back up to Industry City when it's not Bar Convent, because we love it up there. We love Brooklyn. We just have so much fun there.
It's always a good time.
Anything else stand out for 2023?
Tales of the Cocktail.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if that was going to be a highlight for you.
It was a little overwhelming, but it was a very high vibe, very hot experience for
me. We went from -4 to 100 degrees in the shade.
Yes, and it was really cool too, because we got to try so many cool cocktails, and I just enjoy, because I've never been there before, just checking out different areas of New Orleans. But we even got to get a couple podcasts in there as well.
We did, we will not speak of the Sassanach lost episode, sadly. No, we're sadly trying to do that again, and this is us, mea culpa. Can we please have Sassanach back on the podcast? But anyway, that will always make me cringe every time I think about that. Tales of the Cocktail. You and I, we had such an angst leading up to Tales because we had no idea what to expect.
No.
And all these outside parties and everything going on.
So many.
But when we finally landed, and again, just like Bar Convent, the Tales crew, everybody that puts that together, It's like this well-oiled machine, and everything is so smooth, but there's so much support.
Yes.
And it's just so much fun. Now, this is 5 days.
Yes.
This is 5 days of tasting, education, meeting people, conversations, drinking.
Parties.
Drinking. Lots of drinking. The parties, to me, were over the top.
Yes, they were.
And if you've been there before, you know what it is. But this is something where I would say for Bar Convent, the same thing goes true. If you can find a way to get to Tales, and we've talked to some different supporters that we have, some listeners. Jamie from Roger Wilco said he'd love to bring the gang down to Tales, and hopefully we can do that. And really have a new experience down there. Anything else stand out for 2023?
Well, I think they were the three top things for me.
I would say, I don't want to be remiss. We could name every single podcast because, as I say, you're all our favorite children. The people that we got to interview this year, our new friends, the people that we got to meet, I would say One of the things that stood out for me or has resonated very much for me was the interview that we did with Matt Peacher. Because what's come out of our interview with Matt is our really new appreciation for rum, our exploring rum, and also the tiki culture. We got to experience some of that tiki culture. I'm going to say for Fermented Adventure, 2023 may be one of those asterisks that I would put on our subtitle and say it was the year of the tiki, right?
Yes.
Three dots and a dash. Kicked it off.
That is amazing, that place.
I mean, it's hard to say because we've been to a couple of tiki places. We've been to a lot of tiki places this year. Three Dots and a Dash set the bar really, really high.
It did.
It did. But what I can say is it's the atmosphere, it's the cocktails, it's the people.
Even the cups. I mean, the...
The tiki cups, the tiki glasses.
They were just over the top.
So this has been the year of the tiki for us. We got to go to Latitude 29 in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. We made it to Kona Room in Miami. I don't remember the name of the tiki place in Pittsburgh that we went to. There was a tiki place in Savannah. We've really tiki'd this year.
Yes, we have.
We also have spent a lot of time looking for those rum cocktails, those tiki cocktails. And that to me has been so special. And we look forward to expanding into that in 2024. So for me, that's really stood out. So thank you, Matt, for just giving us the curiosity and just kind of pointing a flashlight to give us this, hey, look over there and see what else is going on in the world, right?
Yeah.
Brewskits, beer, grain, dog bones, brewskits, your dog will go wild, brewskits. Beer, grain, dog bones, a healthy alternative for your pup.
Brewskits are all natural and made in the USA. Visit brewskit.com. That's brewskit.com.
I'm going to tell you one of the experiences that also stood out for me in 2023 was Liberty Pole's re-grand opening.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yes. I mean, I'm so happy for the family, the Huff family, to see their dreams and their hard work and all their efforts become a reality. And that grand opening, we got to hang with the Pittsburgh Whiskey Friends. Mm-hmm. We've got to spend a little time with the Dram Yinzers and all of the patrons and all the people that help to make Liberty Pole the success that, you know, look, you can open up a business, you can open up a distillery. If people don't show up,
right.
But there's their new complex.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I guess we would say the largest rick house in Pennsylvania, because it's the only rick house in Pennsylvania. But yeah, the experience we had and what that means to Pennsylvania and to whiskey production and all the great things that they're going to be able to do now out of Liberty Pole, that was, to me, one of the highlights. And it's always, we're not that far from Pittsburgh and, you know, the opportunity to go and see some of our old friends and hang out on the strip. It's always great getting out to the western part of Pennsylvania. And we look forward to doing that again, because my understanding is there's also a new tiki bar going up in Pittsburgh.
Oh, nice.
And we don't want to miss that.
Definitely not.
Lastly, for me, that stood out, the trip that we made to Miami, where I bicycled from Miami to Key West. And we got to Key West. We just, the experience there, I mean, if you've been, it's unlike anything else. But we were there when Jimmy Buffett passed away.
Yes.
The outpouring of love and emotion for Jimmy Buffett, hanging out in Margaritaville the night that he passed away, and the people just sharing the stories, that to me was just, look, we don't want to be anywhere where anybody passes away, but I just felt that was something very special and magical. And still, the visit to Papa's Pilar and their rum, and to me as a rum producer and what they're creating, between Liberty Pole, I mean, they keep doing these single barrel, these special releases. And you and I have talked about it. It pisses us off.
Yeah, because we can't get there.
And they're selling out. And they're like, oh, yeah, go online and blah, blah, blah. But they promise to put stuff aside. I'm waiting to see what they're putting aside. But Papa's Pilar, you know, what they're doing with the rum, I mean, there's this some special releases that I know, you know, can only be, you know, gotten down there in Key West. Mm-hmm. And the bars in Key West, and not just the, you know, not just your everyday bars, but there's some small bars and restaurants that just don't, you don't want to overlook them when you're down in Key West. We had an amazing year, don't get me wrong. And I could probably, you and I can do a 3-hour podcast on all the special opportunities and the people we've met and the conversations we've had. But those, you know, the ones that stood out, our trip to Chicago, as you pointed out, we have had these wonderful follow-up conversations with all of our new friends. And I can't wait to see what 2024 has in store. We'll be back to Tales. We talked about that. We'll be back to Bar Convent. We're looking at some other, we've now heard about Tiki Oasis.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one of those in San Diego, and there's one of those in Arizona, as I understand. We're making a trip to Hawaii because, well, Dawn's having a birthday this year, and it's a special one. So we're going to Hawaii. And last year we were supposed to go to Scotland.
That didn't happen.
That didn't happen. That's why the bike trip to Miami to Key West happened, because sadly, my passport expired. But I have a passport.
We both have passports.
Passport, we'll travel.
Yes.
So we look forward to getting to Scotland and doing this amazing tour of the distilleries, whiskey distilleries, gin distilleries, breweries, the pubs. We're going to have at it. So Scotland, get ready.
Here we come.
Fermented Adventure is coming. As long as...
something else doesn't happen.
Nothing's going to happen. All right. We teased a little bit. Our friend Joey Mazza brought over this bottle of Patron. And he asked if we've had this before. And this isn't something we've had. We've had Avila. We've had Sotol. We've had Mezcal. We've had different tequilas. Never really had this secondary cask finish, but I thought this would be a fun thing to kick off the year. And we opened it, and I really enjoyed it. And I don't know if how many of our listeners have had this before, but this bottle of Patron is aged for over 2 years in Spanish Oloroso sherry casks, and it's 80 proof. And as we always do with our tastings, Dawn, What did you experience from this tequila?
Oh, so much. And I'm not usually a big tequila fan, but I actually really enjoy this. It was more subtle. But, you know, I definitely, on the nose and the taste, could pick up the sherry pretty easily, which is nice because I think we've had stuff in the past where it's like, where's the sherry? And for me, just the only other thing really was, you know, the spiciness. But it wasn't overly spicy, but I could... you know, pick that up on the nose and also on the taste, of course. But I really enjoyed it. It was really good.
Wow. Actually, that's a lot more than normally you say. That's okay. You just wrote a book for you. Uh-huh. All right. The color. First of all, on the color, I got like this. It looked like cognac.
It's amber.
But it's a deep, rich amber. Mm-hmm. And also, I looked at it, and it almost looks like a Connecticut shade cigar. And I love the color on it. Now for the nose, I got deep sherry. It was sticky to me. I got figs, raisins. I got some oak. I also got like this little rubber band kind of thing going on. And cinnamon. And one of the things after having it before and having it now and probably doing, you know, the bourbon and the whiskey and all the things we did for New Year's, and we drank everything, gin, and we drank everything. We just enjoyed. We also did cider. So still being a member of the Northwest Cider Club, we have a lot of cider to drink.
We do. We need people to come over and help.
Come over, please. All right. So the nose pronounced to me as this tequila would be sweeter on the nose than it was on the taste. It tastes like an añejo. It's juicy. I get a peppery note to it. And I also didn't get as much sweetness as I said on the flavor as I did on the nose. There was also some salinity there. And I did get the sherry. I did get that balance of the sherry and the añejo. And I'm thinking, it's kind of weird because this isn't something that you would normally think of when you drink a tequila. You don't expect it to be that sherry, and it kind of goes back and forth. And then I really enjoyed, you know, as we've been talking, I've been sipping this, and I love the way the sherry lingers. It does leave my mouth because of these, probably the oak and the finishing of it. It does leave my mouth very dry. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, I mean, very simple. I would just make, you know, almost like an old fashioned out of this. Something very, I wouldn't.
Yeah, simple.
Yeah, I think maybe it's asking for some orange to it, maybe some citrus to it. I don't know,
I can see that.
You know, bartenders would have more knowledge to that than I would. But look, this is a fun bottle, and I think the price point, you know, somewhere probably between $70-$90, you may find it over $100 in some places. But I don't think you'd be disappointed if you brought this as a gift, or if you brought this home and you shared this with friends or family or whomever. So this is a good start for the year and a good kickoff to 2024. Anything else we would like to talk about on the podcast tonight?
I think we covered a lot.
I think we did. Looking forward to doing more tastings this year. That's one of the things I like for the podcast. And as I said, thank you to all the guests that we've had this past year. Thank you to our listeners. Can't wait to see what our new countries are. Japan, we're coming. If you keep standing out as 2020, you know, as the number two podcast listener, we may be coming.
Yeah, so maybe we'll be down to like in the top
5%
to 3%. Who knows?
All right, we need your help. Follow, yeah. hit the follow button, right?
Hit the follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do.
And remember, if you've got a dog, if your friends have a dog, if you know anybody that has a dog, Brewskits, check them out. Take advantage of the discount and just your dog's, whose ever dog will thank you.
They will love them no matter if they're picky or not. We promise. We've seen it happen.
Well, here's to a wonderful New Year's. Thank you for being my fermented adventure partner. And I couldn't do this without you.
Ditto.
Cheers.